Blog Talk Radio.
Have you done your yoga today?
DDP Yoga. It ain't your mama's yoga.
Savage, you wanna come into my real world? I'm gonna snap into yours.
Brother, 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 brother! My question to you is, what are you? Some kind of a gemologist or something? That spring stampede we're all gonna see if DDP has got any family jewels at all.
Pretty heavy.
I say
on you
that you got none.
I'm a duck.
Well, Macho Man. I guess we're going to find out at Spring Stampede.
Wait a minute.
And don't forget to bring your little bimbo Liz.
Whoa.
Because since I'm bringing the lady, you might as well bring the tramp.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho. Honestly, DDP Yoga changed my life, and it probably saved my career, both in wrestling and in music. It's the best thing I've ever done for my health, mentally. I feel so much stronger, I feel so much better, I feel younger. And the best thing about it is I can do it whenever I want.
An internet weight loss sensation, nearly 3 million clicks to see Arthur Borman's transformation from this to this. 100 pounds gone with yoga?
Arthur, when you started YRG, how much did you weigh?
297.
297. What do you weigh now?
156.
How long were you walking on those canes, bro? 15 years. This man right here shows that anything is possible, but it starts right here.
For anyone to have any question of whether or not it works, just look at my stuff, because the proof is absolutely in the gluten-free, dairy-free pudding, because all I'm doing is DDP Radio.
It's DDP
Radio.
What a better way to kick off the program, but with a little soap. That's right, it's me, DDP, and we are live and in color. Not yet. Actually, the in color is coming, especially if you have a Skype. I am preparing to do probably, let's see, it's October now, probably coming in no later than November. Maybe sometime in October, but most likely November, no later in the middle. So it's not, I'm getting ahead of myself. I bought a place in Atlanta, and it is sweet. I bought it for a number of reasons. I've got a few surprises I'll be bringing up in the next couple of weeks. The main reason I bought the place in Atlanta, because I get so much more in Atlanta than I can in L.A. But before we get into that, I want to welcome my two cohorts tonight. Robert, how you doing tonight, bro?
Doing good, man. Keeping busy and doing my thing.
I'm not echoing now, am I? Because someone called me in. Actually, Angie called me right. Angie called me in right as I was starting the show. I think, oh, please don't, like, I heard the echo on that phone.
Mm-hmm.
So are we cool?
Yeah, sound good.
You sound good.
All right, awesome. And I want to welcome lovely Stacy. We're going to talk a little bit. How you feeling right now, baby? Okay?
Yeah, I'm doing quite well and staying strong. Thanks.
Okay, cool. We'll get that in a minute. I just want to get all these announcements out of the way, because I haven't been here for a couple of weeks. I want to thank you and Sparky for just doing such a hell of a job. Sparky can't be here today because he's one of his family members. Our deepest sympathy goes out to him. He's at a wake funeral tonight, or a wake, I believe. Buddy, I just want to let you know our prayers are with you, bud. Let's just segue into a couple different things that have happened over the last couple of weeks. One thing I'm really excited about, because it's been a long time, since I've been in one of these things. But since signing my Legends deal with the WWE, I'm going to be in the brand new, and people have been asking me for the longest time if I'm going to be in the WWE 13 game, the video game. As it turns out, I am. So that's pretty damn cool. Robert, you saw the graphics. They're pretty sweet, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. They've really come a long way in the last few years. I'm looking forward to it.
You know, it's funny because there was one point where I was just shredded, and it was like maybe 3 months, you know. Mm-hmm. But most of the time, when I see the build that they have, that with the shoulders and the chest and, you know, good abdominals, but no ab pack or anything like that, which is real. You know, that was never really on me, but for a couple of months when I was just like doing crazy dieting, real dieting, when I was on the show just to see what I could look like. It was just too much work. So they pretty much nailed the DDB character with the short hair, so I'm digging that. We just
and
heard,
it's going to be
new...
action without you getting banged up, right?
Yeah, that's the best.
That's the best part.
That's the best. and I got some surprise things that are going to come off that video game that I'm going to be sharing with people. It's one of my big surprises that I'm going to be bringing out probably in about 2 more weeks. That I'm really excited about this this thing I've been working on with Steve Yu, and we just been working around the clock. You know, it's about getting the house ready and everything. So I'll let people know about that. But that game is going to come into play from time to time. I'm really excited about that. Also, you know, Chris Jericho, he's just amazing. I mean, we took a clip from that. I want to say Eric Nichols. I was working my way to that. Thank you so much, bro, for putting together that teaser coming in with a little bit of the funny, you ready for your yoga today from back in the WWE days, to the serious and Ain't Your Mama's Yoga, into Savage, into Jericho, into the Arthur and the internet's viral sensation that's been happening over the last couple of months. I love how you put the whole thing together, man. Thank you so much for doing that. I had him put Jericho right after the thing with being Savage because of his theme music, and Chris, who was just did an amazing video. I mean, as far as he was being interviewed for something called BeliefNet.com. Is that what it's called, Robert? Is it BeliefNet.com?
It's BeliefNet. It's .net, I believe.
.net. Okay, good. I got that right. BeliefNet.net. And they did an interview with me when I was up having one of my workshops up in Nashville, Tennessee, at the Nashville MMA workshop that we did up there. And while I was there, they said, you know, we just interviewed Jericho like 3 weeks ago. I said, ah, no kidding. And we told them we were going to be interviewing you. He goes, oh, you're going to be interviewing Dean? Let's talk about DDP Yoga. And he gave the greatest testimony ever. It was like if I was to say, hey, Chris, could you say this and that, and then make sure you say this and that, take that, and make sure you say this and that, and make it even better. I mean, he just gave like, because it was from the heart, and so people know, I've never paid Chris Jericho anything for any testimony he has ever done, but because he is Chris Jericho, and I want to pay him some money just because he's been amazing, I thought of a way to do it. So we're negotiating right now. Not negotiating. I'm just waiting to find out what they want with his manager, Barry Bloom, because I'm going to do a series with Jericho. And it's just going to be me and Jericho. And that's, again, why I got I haven't come up with a name yet. Nobody's given me a good name yet. So right now it's Casa DDP Yoga. When you guys see, because we're coming in with cameras, we're going to be doing cooking shows. I've got a lot of surprises. I've got live workouts coming up. It's going to be really, really, really cool. And the space here is amazing. And, I'm going to bring Chris in as soon as we figure out what the deal is, and he's off and he has the time. Well, actually, we're both off, and I'm just going to fly him in, put him up in my crib here, and we're going to film for like 2 days of me and him doing workouts together, which will be sweet. We'll probably do a cooking show together, and the whole deal. Just have a lot of fun.
Wow.
And And then Chris will finally get paid because he'll have a piece of those DVDs, you know, that we put out there. So it'll be something that will be sold by itself for all the people who already have DDP Yoga, which, Robert, you got a big announcement about Team DDP Yoga, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it happened. I've been waiting all day to see if we'd make it or not, but it happened about 5 minutes before we went on the show that we actually just cleared 10,000 members of Team DDP Yoga.
Wow. How cool is that? How cool is that?
Congratulations, D-Man.
Hey, it's all of us, man.
Oh, but yeah.
This site doesn't work without everybody. You know, I still have announcements to make because I want to get going, but I know we got some people in the chat room. And if you want to get online, you know, ask questions. What number, Robert?
The call-in number is 347-994-1216.
And only call it if you want to wait a little bit. But you'll be in line.
Yeah, you're starting to fade a little bit, brother.
I was eating. I'm out of my mouth now. Okay now?
Yeah.
Okay. No more. So, like I said, Chris and I are going to do those DVDs. It's going to be pretty damn sweet. Oh, well, it's back to, ADD boy. Back to .com. That whole concept, it never works without everybody actually caring.
You're still going in and out, man. It's like it's...
Yeah, it's like every other word.
Yeah.
All right. Stacy. But Stacy, just talk right now.
Well, to make it easier for you.
Asking me to talk?
Yeah, he's asking you to talk, but I'm going to make it easier for you because we've got Terry on the line.
Oh, good.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hey.
Hey,
Terry. Stacy, hi, Dallas, Robert,
everybody. Oh, Dallas just dropped out because he's having phone issues, so it's the three of us for right now.
Okay, I noticed that the Yes Indeed, I was hearing about every other swallow or something on that show. I've been thinking of Stacy a lot, and we've been talking more often than usual, I guess, because of what she's been going through and her life here lately, and what I thought of all the beautiful words reading about it was, again, I had a father who died of Alzheimer's, and so Stacy and I have shared that bond really since the get-go that we met by writing, don't you think, Stacy?
Yeah, as soon as I read your online journal and that you lost your dad to Alzheimer's, and this was 4 years ago that I read that, I knew there would come a day when I was going to need your shoulder because the same thing was in my destiny, I guess. I lost my dad a couple of weeks ago after a really long, he had it for 13 years. And 9 of those 13 years, he was in a nursing home. And it was very, very slow. And it was very wearing on all of us, especially my mom. But since this all was going on before I found DDP Yoga, I have two perspectives on how to handle something like this. And I can tell you unequivocally that it is so much easier to deal with really difficult things when I'm healthy, you know, and when in body, mind, and spirit. I used to just overeat in response to the sadness and to the frustration. And I blogged about it. I just put a new blog up on stacymorris.com. How that really, it's an illusion that takes away the pain and solves anything. It really just kind of compounds whatever issue I'm trying to escape from. So,
don't you think it just buries your pain more even?
It does, because then you don't get the authenticity to actually feel what you need to feel. And all these things that are painful, I mean, everything needs to be felt, whether it's, you know, happiness or pain. But I just found it so detrimental to never deal with it and just continue to bury it. And then I had all the added stuff of extra weight and no energy and just lethargy and the whole, you know, package that goes with being 300 pounds or more.
It compounds your problems. It just adds another layer. That's how I felt when I turned to food, because it doesn't take away the pain. It numbs it, but only briefly. Then you have to add more. And if you can feel it and process it, then you can get rid of it and turn it into what I think you and I talked about, is you start having good memories instead of painful ones. And the food doesn't allow you the process you deserve to have of coping.
Yeah.
Hey, Stacey, let me ask you this. I read you said you actually sent me the piece that you wrote for your father's eulogy, didn't you? Is that what you sent me?
Yeah, I sent you a copy. Yep.
It was beautiful. Why don't you just tell us about your dad? Like, what was the relationship you had with him?
Well, you know, I also included that in my blog, but I'll just, you know, it was a really close relationship. It was also very complicated because we had a lot of the same issues and the same demons. And, you know, this whole new way of living for me, because I'm not numbing my feelings, in the last few years of his life, I think I just started to kind of lose faith and lose patience. And I was kind of focusing on the negative memories I had of him. And then when he finally did pass away, all this positive stuff started flooding back. And I was able to really remember the good stuff and connect with it. He wasn't a perfect guy. And I definitely had some lessons, some of them painful because of him. But overall, and his funeral reminded me of all his good qualities from people who spoke, I came away from the whole passage feeling pretty lucky to have had him as a father. And I wouldn't have realized all this as fully had I been just, you know, underground with the food and feeling lethargic and half alive.
That's powerful. That's really powerful. When my stepmom passed about a year ago, you know, everyone wanted me to get up and say something, you know, so I didn't have anything prepared. I just kept starting talking. And I actually lived with her on and off when my dad was really young, and from like 4 to 8. And I never really realized where my love, everybody goes, how come you love Christmas so much? And it was because of her. Because later on, I mean, it never even hit me till she was gone that, wow, wait a second. All those movable teddy bears and all the Christmas stuff that she had in her house, she made me look like I didn't have any. And I'm like a landing pad, like Chevy Chase. When I actually met Chevy Chase at a signing, he actually came up from behind me. You know, the kid will stand behind, get behind you and get on all fours so you can push the guy over. Like, that's what he was doing. I looked at him and go, Chevy, what the hell are you doing? He came up. He was just playing around. He goes, I love your work, man. He goes, you take a lot of bumps out there. I said, so do you. I said, I got to get a picture with you, man. I said, I'm like Clark Griswold, man. I am that guy. And so, but it came from Elsie. You know, and I never really, again, I said it right then as I was crying and all that deal, you know, like holding it back and trying not to, and I just let it go. And I said, wow, never really realized that she was the reason. So you do. When someone goes, man, if you really gave a shit, you know, it opens.
Yeah. So I just was really reflecting on a lot of things in that blog. I mean, I was a little, you know, sad that he didn't get to see me the way I am now.
Right.
But I'm just grateful. I don't know. I'm just grateful for it all. I don't even know where I was going with it. I lost my train of thought. You know. Oh, I know what I was going to say. I'm glad that I'm healthy now, physically and mentally, because grieving is really tiring. It can be exhausting. And I just wouldn't want to be dealing with any of this at my former self, as a person with no energy, as a person who was determined to look away from reality. You know, it just I would not be in a good place right now if this were, you know, 5 years ago.
Yeah, but thank God, and it isn't. And Terry, I heard you talking. Love you, baby. How are you?
Hey, darling. Nice to have you back in Georgia again, darling.
Terry came over and saw the Casa DDP. What did you think of the place?
Quite a nice place. It's going to be a great place to do some workouts.
Yeah, really.
Oh, yeah.
And so anybody out there who's listening is in this area, you know, just stay tuned because that'll be happening soon. And as soon as we solve our parking problem, which we're working on right now, you know, probably like a month or so, definitely before the new year, though. So just stay tuned to what's happening. Stay. I want to get back. If anybody has any questions for Stacey, or definitely now that she now is StaceyMorris.com, you should definitely, you know, follow her blog. It's like her. I mean, I had Terry write down all of her stories like 2 years after she'd actually experienced it, and it was a lot, right? Tita, if you're gonna go back and emotional, right? To do
very
that.
Very emotional, and much better to do it in the moment. I'm keeping up better now, but it helps you get the demons out more. But you learn so much from your own writing. It's very cathartic to write it for me. I was lucky I had Dallas himself that I was talking to, and so he knew it. He heard it at his friends, but I didn't put it down, just like I was short-sighted about pictures and stuff in the beginning. So all this, it just helps you get down your journey a lot better. And then it's nice to help other people when you share these things. I think, right, Stacey, we do it as much for ourselves as to helping others. We want to pay it forward,
yeah.
But you all motivate me when I have bad days, or, you know, so sharing it mm-hmm. is part of staying focused and strong on this. And I think I was happy that Stacey and I can talk about our fathers and to follow her with her journey. And she helped me deal with mine, but I had Dallas, and he remembers when I'd already lost my weight. I was 3 or 4 years into this. But when my father was very ill and dying, there was times I called Dallas in the middle of my night, but he was still up in L.A. And it's good to have someone that you can tell this to, that will hear you and help you through it, so you're not turning to food when you're just buried under pain.
Absolutely. And then we talked about earlier, Robert announced that we have 10,000 members on Team DDP Yoga. And we had like 2,000 less than a year ago.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
So, you know, and a lot of people come and go, and some people just come on and just read stuff. And, you know, because they're shy or whatever, it's another reason why people don't actually call in, because they don't want to be heard. And we've got two callers. I'm going to get to that in just a second. But, you know, I was starting to tell that story before I got knocked out, that this one guy had come up to me, and he goes, DDP, man, I do DDP yoga. I go, no, seriously? He's like, yeah, man. I go, so, you joined Team DDP yoga? He goes, yeah, man. He goes, and so many people came by and welcomed me. He's like, it was a little intimidating. I go, you didn't like that? Well, you know, I was sort of intimidated. What the hell were you intimidated by? People actually really give a shit there.
Yeah.
You know, so that just, I can't remember his name, but that was classic to me. Listen, I want to get to a few of these other announcements that I never got to. Want to let people know that if you're in the L.A. area, that one of our freaks from Red Hot Core, you'll know him by the brother that's just like shredded from head to toe, Avril Cassis has now he's got a Facebook thing there for people who might want to be personally trained by him doing, because he's one of the very few that's actually certified, and we are working. I did those certifications all myself, and I got to give you a little backstory to April. First of all, what's his Facebook site there? Did you find that out, Robert?
Yeah, it's facebook.com/DDP Yoga with Avril, but you can just type in Get It Done with DDP Yoga, and you can find it that way too.
Yeah, Get It Done. Now, I've got to tell you, April is a massage therapist, plus a personal trainer, and he, you know, he massaged me for years out there in L.A. when I was there, and yeah, one night he was massaging me, and I said, "So, bro," I go, "how much cardio do you do?" He goes, "An hour a day." Now, he was 240 pounds and pretty cut up, and I said, "So you do it an hour a day?" I go, "How's your flexibility?" He goes, "I have none." I said, "What if I could get your flexibility back and eliminate your cardio by doing that workout that at the time YRG, but DDP yoga workout?" And he goes, "Wait a minute, I can eliminate doing the cardio and you're going to get me flexible?" I said, "No, you're going to get yourself flexible." So he goes, "Okay, I'm listening." So I went on my rant. He came and did the workout with me. And for those of you out there who have trouble with the 5 and 10 second push-ups, know that the guy in red hot core that can bench ridiculous weight couldn't do a 10 second push-up. He did one. On 2 fives, he was breaking it. He couldn't believe I kept talking through the whole thing as I'm doing it with him. Like, dude, lower to your knees. And then he was struggling so much. I went and got that. If anybody hasn't seen it, it's 71-year-old man kicks DDP's ass. Yes, and Terry was there that day. His name is Ted Evans, and you will see him on live workouts. He's now like 76, and wow, he will be here working out with me from time to time, and you will be blown away. So I play this video of me and Ted, and Ted almost kicks my ass in a 10-second push-up. You have to see it to believe it. But when April saw that, he was like, "You've got to be effing me." Seriously. I go, "Dude.
If y'all haven't seen that video, you have to see Ted in Dallas do this." And Ted's still working, riding a motorcycle, doing all this that I see him for lunch every now and then. Still strong, crazy as ever.
Wow. He's a stud. And he started doing the program with Yoga Doc about 4 years before. So, I mean, he was, when he heard that I was doing his little testimony on that thing, he says, "When I heard that Dallas was doing yoga, I was like, yoga's for sissies, but Dallas, he's not a sissy." I mean, it's hysterical, man. He is so spot on and so raw and real. So,
yes.
you got to see that. It's awesome. So, April has a Facebook page, Get It Done with DDP Yoga. Is that what it is?
Yes, and I just added it to the DDP Yoga Facebook favorites, so you can find it that way, too.
Awesome. Okay. Want to let people know the retreat, okay? We have 21 rooms already down, Stace. 21
wow.
rooms. It's going to be I'm only taking 40 rooms because I'm keeping it at 60 people. And 60 people will be right around that 40 rooms, so we got a long way to go. But if you want to get in, you better get your deposits out of my sister. It's all there on every site that we have. Just click it or just go to DDP Yoga, DDPYogaRetreat.com. You can catch it there. I also want to bring up the Warrior of the Month because we don't have one winner this month. I had to give it to two because there's two girls that have been busting their ass out there, and I couldn't pick between the two, between Sparky and Stacy and Robert and Steve and everybody, like, putting their opinion in. I was like, you know what? Because it came down to the both of them. I said, let's just give it to them both. So our first winner for Warrior of the Month is Molly Ward, who's lost 28 pounds in 1 month. And that's huge, you know. I mean, she had to really be doing the workout. She had to really be eating on that, you know, phase 3 eating plan. You know, I mean, because she was only like, well, I think she was like 228. I think she went down to 200 or something like that. But, Robert, she has another issue, too. Weren't you telling me about that?
Yeah, and I've got her email in front of me, and it says, "I suffer from PCOS," which, honestly, I have no idea what that is, "and a neurological issue that causes a lot of pain and numbness in my extremities." So she's battling through a lot of extra stuff.
And I read that, too, but I wanted you to get that out there. You know, that's awesome. So, Molly, you are one winner. The other one is a girl who's all over everything right now. Mm-hmm. I heard she's going to And that's Adrienne Mosk, better known as Ninja. She's everywhere, and she's a little bit like me, a little over the top.
Wow. Yay, Adrienne.
She didn't do one workout like Slim and DJ did. She did two. And then the second one, that was a MF-er. That was a strong. You had to really hang on that. Only her and my daughter Kimmy actually hung in there for two of those workouts. And I saw Kimmy's own numerous times, but I don't Ninja. I told her to go in.
Yeah, it sounds like you're breaking up on us again, bro.
Oh,
yeah, you're doing the fading. The fading in and out thing.
You on this, man. I can't put this up in
it. That's insane. Now, Molly, I know you're not online, but Ninja, you are. Send me your address, and we'll get your package out to you. And while DDP is calling back, I'll tell you what you guys get. We started off with the Warriors of the Week. We get a DDP Yoga T-shirt, and you still get that. But also, you get a Manduka Pro mat. 85-inch black, which is like, you know, the badass mat.
Nice.
So you also get...
Oh,
yeah. Those things are nice. I tell you what, we've got a bunch of them sitting in the office, and I was so tempted to take one. But would you get
Rob,
that?
Well, I think you've earned it. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll take a... Oh, there we go. Trying to get DDP back on the line. Yeah, I'll pass that along to Dallas, and he'll diamond cut you instead of me. But you get the black mat, you get the yoga block, and the yoga strap as well.
Excellent.
So, are you back, Dee?
That's
not him. Where is he at?
It's like silent.
Yeah, Dallas, hit number one so we can bring you in, brother.
I guess I got to hit the number one, too, huh? Not be a total retard. Okay. Well, I noticed last time that it was around 15 minutes you lost me, so I'll give you the countdown when I think we're going to start to break up again. So bottom line is, congratulations to Molly Ward and to Ninja. Proud of both you guys. Keep up the great work. And you qualify along with Slim, because this is the Warrior of the Fall. And that will be September, October, and November. We're going to put August in, since Slim was our first Warrior, who, by the way, when I went down to do my inspirational speaking gig in Fort Myers, Florida, actually it was Sanibel Island, Slim came down with his lovely wife, and we hung out, we worked out, and Slim, he was busting it. Laura was really kicking ass. We had a great time. And then the next day, Slim came and heard me speak, and really nailed a living life at 90% combination with work ethic equals results. I got a really great response from the people there, but Slim was back there for that. So he will be also qualified, and we'll have October and November. So if you're out there and, you know, you're kicking ass and you're working hard, and it's all about, you know, being out there and let people know what you're doing, and then writing that letter in and showing us your pictures to show us what you're actually doing. You can even send video if you want. You can send a video, Graham, because, you know, we read them all, we check it out, and then we pick someone out of that. Now, when we get to the Warrior of the Fall, as of right now, there'll be four, because we'll have August, September, we'll have two, October, November, I don't know if we'll have one or two, but as of right now, it looks like we'll have at least five people. You guys pick who wins that, and whoever wins that, I'm flying them in to Atlanta to come to Casa DDP Yoga, and they're going to stay for the weekend, and I got a bunch of other surprises too, but we're going to work out, we're going to hang out. I got an 80-inch TV, in the workout and living area. By that time, I'll have my hot tub in. I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun, but at the same time, I just can't even imagine, because people who come to the workshops, they learn so much. The only thing that would be almost as good as this would be the retreat, you know, because it's 3, 4, or 5 days, and we spend a lot of time together. But this is in my crib, so I got a lot of special surprises coming out for people out there when they find out about this. One last thing I want to mention before I bring on our first caller, which is Becca. You're going to be first. You've been hanging there since the beginning of the show. Good God! I also see we got Buck too. I don't mean Buck too, just Buck. But this actually was where's her name? I cut it off. Oh, no. I cut off her name when I pasted it. Let me look and see if it's on this other thing I have here. I just want to pull this up. She wrote something about wheat belly. It just cracked me up. She read the book, and let's see, is that it? Nope, that ain't it. Oh, man, let's find it. Either way, here's her comment for her to me, and I can't remember her name because I cut it off by accident. I finally got a copy of Wheat Belly, read it. Now I'm terrified to eat wheat. Ah, poison. And then she went through, going through the withdrawals of carb starvation hunger. Woof, this is rough. No wonder I inhaled wheat-based foods like a junkie and couldn't put the poison down. If you can do the military and firefighting and being in labor, ha-ha, I mean her, then I can deal with the withdrawals. Boo, yay, no pain, no gain in this scenario. I'm so sorry, I don't remember your name, but she sent me that on TV. My Dallas page, and she sent me a private message on it, and I thought it was awesome. That was amazing. I'm so sorry I don't know what your name is, but I didn't think about you enough. Please pull that over. Okay, finally, let's go to our callers here. Yeah, how you doing, babe?
Hello. I'm doing good. Can you guys hear me? Okay.
Yeah, you're just fine.
Yeah, hey, Becca.
Hey guys, I'm calling today because today is officially my 30 days with DDP Yoga, so I have some really cool stuff to tell you guys.
Cool. Congratulations.
Thanks. I've lost 15 pounds, which blew my 10-pound goal out of the water. I can hold a 9-second plank now, unmodded, with no knee, which is awesome, and I can do 2 3-second push-ups, and altogether I've lost about 12 inches over my entire body.
Oh, my gosh. That's fantastic.
Excellent. Smart.
And I've been taking the pictures like DDP said last time I talked to him, and I've got them up there. So.
That's great. I still have a picture for every year on my bulletin board by my mat, so every day I see that from my very beginning, before my weight loss, to this last weight loss, I never forget. Keep those pictures handy.
Yeah, and those pictures, it looks like you're getting younger.
Yeah, that'll happen. You'll start to age in reverse, not that you're that old, but I mean, that is an actual benefit.
Well, the one thing that I noticed was that the back of my thighs on one of them, you could tell that I had cellulite there. And the pictures for these this week, you could barely see it. It was almost like it was completely gone. So it's pretty insane. And that's, I've been very strict with my diet. I'm probably one of the main harpers about being gluten-free and dairy-free on TeamDDPYoga.com. So, I just try really hard, and I did have a little bout of depression in the last 4 days, but, a lot of people from Team DDP Yoga helped me through that, so I'm back in.
And you shared with me today, Becca, that you really were determined to not lapse into, old habits during that that 4-day episode and you just stayed clean eating. And how do you feel now that you've come out of it?
I feel really good. I'm really happy. The eating is just so simple for me. Like, once I got through the withdrawals and the migraines and just the whole I never had cravings. I never wanted, like, my husband, he can eat French fries in front of me and snack food and just anything that he wants, and I'm completely okay with it. I don't even want it.
That's awesome. And I remember Stacy saying, this isn't a diet.
You know, that's
the biggest thing for you, Stacy. I remember you saying, you know, this is normal. Well, for me, you know, I'm the same way. I only stopped eating wheat and dairy only because, you know, I learned from Terry. You know, she's the one who had the really hard path because it was nothing, right, Dee?
It's much, much easier now, even though a lot of the gluten-free is crappy. I mean, yes, you can at least go out and there's other foods. Yeah, I was pretty much back to the basic fruits, vegetables, and things, which actually made me healthier. I mean, if you remember, and then you start adding gluten-free goodies, and then changed a little. And I'm back to more of the basics again. So.
Yeah, but it's true. Even though this is definitely not a diet, there is always, it seems to be, a detox period. And if you can make it through that, then really your body just stops craving that stuff, and it's not a struggle anymore.
Exactly. I think that's right. Once you have to process out the poisons, and the more you react to it, the more detoxing you'll have. And you'll be amazed at the kind of the sludge that can kind of be excreted in you, right? Then you lose the craving, and so you can choose other foods and not miss so much of it. And it's easier because people know about this. 10 years ago, don't have much of a conversation about it. And now people are talking about it. People that aren't celiacs want to try it because they feel better too. Much better world to live in now.
The one thing that I noticed with myself is that the first week I had these terrible migraines. I mean, they were really, really bad. I would have to go home and lay down and have all the lights off. I mean, I walked into Walmart and, like, I almost went insane because it was so loud. So it definitely is very hard the first, like, and I just quit cold turkey. Like, I didn't do, like, some of the people where they, like, kind of gradually did it. No, I went cold turkey. I was like, I'm not doing it. The first thing that I noticed once I came off of the withdrawals was my mood completely changed. I used to have anger issues really bad, anxiety issues. I mean, I've mellowed out so much. Like, I tell people all the time that I feel happier, and I feel kind of zen, like, in a lesser term. Like, I feel very, you know, just mellowed out. Like, I can actually think and focus and not have my ADD, like, really pop up really bad. And then sometimes it does, but most of the time I can control it.
That's really great that you were paying attention or doing it with awareness so that you could see the differences and get past how you were feeling maybe the first few days, but you're paying attention to how it was speaking to your body, and that gets you motivated to, like, why would you go back eating it? For me, I was sick, and so when I walked out of the office with this answer, don't eat it, I never touched it again. Never wanted to because it was saving my life not eating it. And I believe most people, it affects everybody in some way. Some not very obvious, but for you, you're noticing it. And if other people would stop eating it, and then when they go back to it, it'll be like my husband, who lives in my world of gluten-free most of the time, but not always. But he always knows after he eats wheat, he feels bloated, different in his belly, so he can see the difference and feel it.
And he's never really been off, because to really do this, you have to go through what Rebecca went through, what she went through, and that's a detox period. That's why I say get to 2 weeks. If you don't feel different in 3 weeks, I mean, like, significantly different, go back and eat it. But if you want to try and live a healthier lifestyle, like so many people have, and there's a reason why gluten-free is everywhere right now, the bottom line is it's all genetically modified food. So I don't want to go on a rant tonight about that, but just to let you all know that the reason why she had migraines and just felt horrible is because she's had poison in her body since she... How old are you now, Becca?
I'm 27.
Okay, for 26 years and X amount of months, she's been putting poison in her body. And when you take out the poison, your body goes, whoa! And then it goes, wow! Oh, my God! Wow, I feel really different. Thank you.
That's why your mood is elevated and you're not as irritable, because you're not being, you're like literally torn in different directions internally.
So think about this. Put a little bit of arsenic in your body every day. That's what you're doing every time you eat wheat, every time you eat dairy, every time anything that's genetically modified, corn, soy. And so, I always leave, I'll probably leave Robin O'Brien's little TED Talk up on the front page forever. Just because I want new people to watch it. Like, watch what she said. She's a monster, foodie, and chick grew up eating moon pies it was something like that, and hoagies, something like that. So she grew up on the worst foods that didn't affect you when you're young. When you get older, guess what? Here it comes with a payback. Okay, so Becca, thank you so much for calling in. We got Buck on the line. Keep us posted, Beck. I love that you came on and you let us know. If you're out there and you're working, if we had 12 people online, I would have moved this calls along much faster. So if you all want to come on and talk, ask questions. That's why you guys ask me questions. I get like 32 emails. I answer them all myself. I'd much rather talk them on the show, because it may not just help you. It might help 5 people, might help 50, or at this point, 500. Who knows? Buck, what's up, bro?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How's everybody today?
Doing good, brother.
Hey, Buck.
Hey. Been trying to get through for a little while, and I'm glad I finally got to get through. Things have been going good with my workouts. The problem that I've had, and most everybody that is listening right now, and also that is it's on the chat, they know I've been posting on Team DDP Yoga that I'm having a very hard time getting my heart rate up, a very hard time. And I don't think it's anything wrong with workouts, of course not, because everybody else is doing them. I know that it's something that I am doing. I know that I'm probably not engaging properly. I'm trying to keep everything as stiff as possible and using the dynamic resistance. I mean, for crying out loud, my wife has even started doing it, and she can get her heart rate up. And it's kind of been a little frustrating, but I was just going to see, man, what would you recommend? I mean, do I need to have my muscles as tight? I mean, I was trying to think of a good example earlier. The one thing that came to mind was, when rigor mortis sets in after death, do I need to be that tight? Do I need to be?
Well, first of all, Buck, I want to, put you over. That's what we call it in the business when I'm saying something really good about you or doing something good for you, or letting you beat me on TV. I'm putting you over because, wrestling is predetermined. Sorry to spoil everybody else's. People don't know that, but it is. But it's putting you over in a way that you actually called in and asked this question, because everybody needs to hear it, as opposed to it be one person on it, sending me an email and then me writing back, come on, go to this show and ask the question so I can answer this. For starters, Buck, where is your heart rate walking around? Like, what's your, not seated, but your movement? Have you worn it, I'm sure, moving around during the day. What's your heart rate normally at?
It has been around, it's been in the 70 and 80 range. And even been a little higher. I've actually been under the weather a little bit, and that may elevate it some, but when they actually checked me out at the clinic the other day, my resting heart rate was 110. So I don't know what's going on there. Yeah.
All
right. Whenever she took the heart rate and she used the index finger thingy, whatever you call that, She didn't tell me at first, and I looked at her and I said, "Hey, I want to know something." She said, "What?" I said, "What did that register?" And she said, "110." I said, "Are you kidding me?" And she said, "No, it's 110." And I was like, "God have mercy! You know what gives? I mean, I can't get a steady reading on anything, you know." So
for starters, I want you to wear that thing like for the next couple of days. You know, just wear it so you see where you are under. Like when you wake, you know, wake up, put it in your laying in bed. You know, you sweat it so you get the connection. And where are you laying down in bed?
Okay.
That's the lowest it's going to be. You know, you haven't started to engage anything. And the only reason your heart rate goes up is because you're scared or because you're engaging muscles. That's the only reason it can go. I mean, it's mental and physical. Then when you're doing ignition, when you start off, you want your feet pointed forward. Like Doug Steffen, our monster motivator, could never get over 118. And he would complain to me all the time. When we met in Houston about 4 years ago, I had him pull his feet in forward, you know, and when he straightened his legs, he tried to pull his legs together, just like that machine when you're on it's an adductor machine in the gym. You put your legs in there and you pull them in. You know, it's sort of like when your feet are planted, you're trying to pull them together, but you don't move them because it's isometrics. So you're pulling and you're letting that stop there. Then when you're straightening your legs and pull them together, tucking your tailbone and squeezing your glutes. And I don't say this on the video, but I always say it live. For ladies, you want to hold back the hands of time, squeeze your glutes. Guys, pretend you're in the joint. You'll get the picture. So,
good deal. Good deal.
That being said, now your lower body is engaged. Now when you reach out and grab the ball, I want you to imagine that your body's a fire hydrant. And when the fire hydrant goes on, you spread your fingers as wide as you can without letting them curl out or curl in. They're straight. Then you reach up into touchdown. When you come down into diamond cutter, this is something I will have up on the site about engaging the hands, because I learn something every day. When I was a professional wrestler, the only reason I became one of the top wrestlers in the world was because when WCW would use me, I had to figure out what I was going to do, because if you don't wrestle all the time, you never get any good. It's like anything. You do something a lot, you're going to get better. But this is the real thing. I found the more I taught the young guys at the power plant, the more I learned, the better I got. Every time I workshop, every time I bring someone to work out with me, whether it's Steve, Ray Lloyd, who's, a.k.a. Glacier, or working with Slim. And Laura, you're pushing your thumb and index fingers together. When you're pushing them together, your arms have to be engaged. Now you pull your pinkies out while you're pushing your thumb and index fingers together. Now go through those movements. And when you're hulking up, get everything on that crab shot. When I say attention, you throw your shoulders back. You open your fingers wide. For you got to work harder. And what's going to happen to you when you finally get it, like it's happened to people, before I know it, now they're going, "My heart rate's too high. What do I do to bring it down?" Because clicks. Because you shouldn't have to, like a son of a bitch, for more than a anything else.
Yeah. Hey, you're starting to fade again, bro.
Of course I am. It's 15 minutes. Click me out. Stacy, what do you do? Terry, what do you do? Terry, you're a good example. You could click me out. I'll be right back.
All right, bro.
Well, I do similar things. I mean, I just really squeeze hard. My heart rate does not go up quickly either. And sometimes I'll do a little extra cardio move, like calf raises or, the knee crunches, just to get it pumping a little more. I have to do a little more because I am a little slower. I've got a slow thyroid. So, if I keep doing a little extra, it'll get up there. How about you, Terry?
I'm like you in that I have to engage more, and I have to be focused on that so I can drift into more yoga-like, I suppose. But I can get it up there, and especially if I'm working out beside him, the heart rate goes really up. Some of it has to do with tense in the morning, don't you think? But it is like tightening and pulling my knees kind of in and paying attention to staying in the moment. And if I get sloppy and I put my heart on and on, then that means I'm going to do it lazy or whatever. So I have to use all those
One of the things that that proves it's about it's really an art, and when you get it, you own it. Like, we have a video of Arthur, and I'm going to put it up there probably this week. Before we did Fox and Friends 2 weeks ago, I said, Arthur, do that crazy thing you do, because someone filmed it in Mexico, but it got lost. So I filmed it again where his heart rate was 64, 65. He never moves. And then it goes to like 80. Then it goes to like 104. And then it doesn't do anything for like a while. And then it jumped to 147, 154, wow. 160 something. I go, stop. I don't want you to blow up. And what was amazing to me was Slim can do the same thing. Now, he's also over 450 pounds, but his heart rate walking around like 70, 75, 78. And he went from that to 145 standing still, in my room in Sanibel. So, it's just about clicking in, man. It'll come to you. Don't give up.
Yeah.
Trust me.
It's basically teaching your body a new language. It takes a little bit of learning curve.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. There's no way. Before I joined this program, I'm sure I'm like everybody else. I've done trainers, I've done gym memberships, done everything. This is the first thing that I have stuck to. And I've dropped 15 pounds. So, I'm sweating, like just pouring gallons of water over myself. It's just, when I look down at that monitor, the numbers just aren't there, so.
Well, Buck, keep with it. I want to know, try that. Come back on next week and let us know what happened, all right? Thanks for calling.
Absolutely, will do. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, brother.
We got Collins, one of our cohorts in crime from the DDP Yoga Retreat. What's up, brother?
What's up, DDP? What's going on, guys?
Hey, Mike.
I had a question, but it made me think of another question when Buck called, because and I want to get this take from you guys, too, because I'm kind of the opposite of Buck. I can engage like a son of a bitch for about 5 minutes and maintain about 10 to 20 points above my heart rate for about 10 minutes after that without engaging at all. I actually have a problem staying in my fat burning zone because I'm always shooting way above it. And I don't know if that's a bad thing, because I know you always preach to stay in your fat burning zone, but if I stop engaging for like 10 minutes, I don't feel like I'm getting anything out of it, yet my heart rate is still jumping like crazy. My heart rate, the top of my heart rate is 151, and for most of my workout, I'm about 172 to 175.
Wow.
And that's without like engaging like crazy either. I know I'm not supposed to be that high, but I want to know, is that still doing me any good, just being that high in my heart rate?
Well, for starters, it's wear and tear. Like, do you feel, when you get done to your workout, do you feel exhausted, or do you feel...
I feel great. That's the thing. If I dip below, if I'm in my zone, I don't feel like I'm getting as much out of it, because I'm not engaging. I'm going through the motions, but I'm staying in my fat burning zone, just going through the motions, and my heart rate isn't like, I don't have a high resting heart rate, but it's just like when I engage, I'm like through the roof. But if I don't engage, I don't feel like I'm getting as much out of it, because I'm not flexing, I'm not engaging my muscles. So I'd rather be engaging, but I just want to know if me being at 172 and 175 when I'm supposed to be under 152, is that doing me adverse, like, any
well,
good?
The biggest reason why I don't work out and pass 10 clicks over my spot that I'm supposed to be on, and I do sometimes, but when I do, it's normally I'm teaching a workshop or a class, or I'm working with like guys who are just warriors, like MMA fighters, or somebody like Michael Chandler, you know, who's the Bellator lightweight. I think it's lightweight champion, 155. He's the world champ for Bellator. So when I work out with him, you know, to stick with him, I'm jacked up. But after that workout, I'm exhausted. You know, so I if I stayed right around my zone or 10 clicks over, I could do it all over again. So maybe if you're, you know, if you're not exhausted, Mikey, if you still feel,
it's been like that
are you dropping
one.
Weight?
I'm dropping weight, and it's been like that since day one. I know you always preach and stay within your fat burning zone, and it's, I mean, I can get in safety zone for 5 minutes and still be in my fat burning zone. It's crazy.
Well, you know, again, I think you should ask your doctor. Too,
yeah.
Because I'll always, you know, pass the ball to the doctor.
Yeah.
You know, and the main reason I say stay there, because you're going to burn more fat according to science, not according to DDP.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's according to science. So, you know, I think that you do, I've always say make it your own, right? Make the YRT workout your own. You know, I say it over and over and over and over again for a reason, because I don't want people to go, well, you say to do this, and I feel better doing that. Well, if you feel better, you know, everyone is different.
Yeah.
You know, and the main reason I don't want people to think they have to, I don't want people to work too hard. The biggest thing that pisses me off, you know, because I think Biggest Loser, and I've watched for years,
I
think I had a lot of messages there about you can do anything and anything's possible, work ethic. But what they do and how they work those people out piss me off, because it's hurting every single one of those poor big people, man. You know, it's just beating them up so bad. So bad. So, you know, that shit, that's why I say if you would ever heart rate check some of them, they'd be 200 plus a lot.
And what pisses me off about that is that's not a level you can maintain once you leave that area, that safety zone of that ranch. Once you leave there, you can't keep up that workout regimen like every day at home with when you're working and all this stuff.
No, and then she can. So listen, bro, like, you know, just get you. I have to ask your doctor though next time, you know. And I would also try a workout where you don't start off engaging.
Okay.
And see what happens. I mean, because again, make it your own. You feel good. If you feel great afterwards, that's the most important thing to me. Because most people don't.
And I was gonna say, it seems to me that, you know, the moves are so fantastic that they've got to do something beneficial, even if you're not always in your ideal, you know.
Yeah,
zone.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And I have one more question. I know Dallas can probably relate to this. And Dallas knows from being with me that my diet wasn't always on par. I mean, my eating schedule, I mean, I was on gluten-free, off gluten-free, on gluten-free, off gluten-free, but I've really stuck with it hardcore since we left the retreat. And I know Dallas can relate to this. I work in radio, and I've got a pretty demanding position in the radio station that I work for. And my days are so unpredictable. Some days I can work 6 hours. Some days I can work 18 hours. And there's a lot of nights where I'm going to concerts that we host, big-name concerts at, like, the arena, and we're bringing on bands and stuff like that. So we have, like, long days where we're – and it's really hard to map out my days. And some days, no matter how hard I try to map out, there's going to be twists and turns that I can't account for. What do you do when you're stuck? Because I find myself recently going long periods of time where I can't find anything like decent that I can eat, and I end up pushing myself to the point of hunger because I can't find anything while I'm on the run. I mean, there's always going to be days where I can't predict what's going to happen, no matter how many times I pack my lunch or dinner.
All right. Well, I'm going to let Stacy answer that as well, but I'm going to tell you right now. I cooked six huge air chilled step two chicken, which is about the best you're gonna find on the bone breasts. I cooked six of them, so I ate one, which is about probably 2/3 to 3/4 of a pound. A huge salad. I have five more there. Tomorrow I'll eat one. I know Ray Lloyd's coming over. Glacier's coming over. So I'm going to give one to him. The other two I'm going to turn into a salad. And I'm going to make it, you know, with the grapes and I told you about the, with the veganaise and the onion. All this stuff I'll be showing as we move forward. But that's the preparation. It took me took me 15 minutes to prepare it. Well, not even. About 12 minutes to actually prepare everything. Put them in the oven. Make my salad while I was on the phone and doing other, and listening to country music. You know, I mean, I did all like in about 50 minutes. But I've got like meal tomorrow. I'm going to throw that in the oven. If it's air chilled, not the normal chicken, because it'll be dry as shit. But this air chilled stuff, it'll be so moist it'll freak you out. On the third day, I've let pieces of chicken go on the bone though, not regular, just breast. I've let it go 3 days, thrown in that oven for 8 to 10 minutes, pop it out, unbelievable. So it's about preparation. You'll always, Mikey, you'll always come back to preparation. So when you're talking on the phone, prepare something. You're like me, you talk a lot.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's two things right there. If you listen to music, there's three things. You might be watching a game and with no music, because I do that. I watch, you know, I watch ESPN. You know, especially now that I got my 80-inch television. And someone will get to actually see that, who wins the Warrior of the Fall. Okay, Mikey, that's all I got, because I got to get Don on here.
All
and
right.
Then we got to shut it down. We're going to run a little bit late tonight. Thanks, buddy. Thanks for calling on, man. That's a great guy, great energy. Stacey, you experienced him down in Mexico.
Oh, yeah. He's great. That was his girlfriend.
He's an energy zone. Okay, Donnie, how you doing, bud?
I'm doing good, Dallas. How are you?
I'm awesome, man. Awesome. What do you got? You got a question?
Yeah, I've got a question. It's a frustration I've got with the workouts, and I curse you every time you say it on the videos every morning. The step or pop up?
Step or pop up. Okay.
Coming from so down dog. And every time I try it, I keep trying, I keep landing on my face. I usually have to go to a knee to get up. Any suggestions?
What are you weighing right now?
I'm 30 pounds down.
Awesome.
348.
Okay. Hop it up at 348. It's going to be a challenge. I'm going to tell you going. I would try... doing just like when you bend your knees. I don't care if you jump 2 inches. You know, that's the beginning. And don't get frustrated, bro, because 348, it's like I just worked out with, you know, with Slim, who's now like 478, down 130 pounds. So for him to do a push-up, he was getting, you know, a three-second push-up, he was getting frustrated. I'm like, dude, you got me on top of your back. If you're at the weight you should be at, me laying on top of you while you're doing that push-up. So, you know, dude, way harder. So don't, you know, eventually when you can pop up, which if you keep going, you're down 30 pounds, bro, I'm so proud of you, man. That is awesome. You know, if you just keep the path, if you just stay consistent, you know, Arthur said the most important thing when people said, what is the most important thing you did? He said consistency. So,
and I'm being consistent with the workouts and the eating and everything else, and I'm noticing the change just in, I'm not having to stretch out shirts anymore. And on the road the other week, went to cinch up my belt, and I was up two more belt notches. I was like, where'd that come from? It was just a shock because I didn't realize it.
It's not always on your timetable when some of these moves come. I was stepping for probably a few years before I even dared try popping. And maybe I could have done it sooner, but I just took that slow. But it took me a while, and I didn't want to injure myself. And I would say maybe try it again in a month, you know. Give yourself some time just to ease into what you're doing now.
Yeah, I tried mixtape a week ago, and I decided I'm going to put that on the back burner for another month.
I was going to say, too, like, it's good to have that as a goal, but pick out a couple of other paths or something you're striving to so that you don't focus only on that one and feel like you're failing till you get that. Because every day you're getting stronger. So it's good to have it out there, but not such a focus that it makes you f- feel like you're not getting what you need to do because you're doing good every day better.
And that's the thing. You know, Donnie, how long have you been doing the program? How long have you actually been
40 days. Today's 40 days.
Wow.
And I'm doing 2 a days. I've been doing 2 a days, 6 days a week, 1 a day, 7 days a week.
Wow.
The morning and evening workout.
That's very impressive.
I've got a goal to reach by July when I get to Mexico with you. And I want that picture taken again, so I'm a different person next year.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. So, you know, just keep doing what you're doing. I mean, you can't go any. I'll tell you, when Arthur called me up that first time, and he said, "Dallas, I lost 4 inches and 20 pounds in the first 2 weeks. How do I keep that going?" I'm like, dude, it's like 6 years ago. I go, those are Biggest Loser numbers. You work 70 hours a week. You got 3 kids. You've been married for over 20 years and 5 cats. That you could lose, that's amazing. And all they said, how often are you doing the workout? He goes, I'm doing it 5 days a week, 20 minutes a day. I go seven. And add those double, sometimes you're already doing, man. So, you know, what you're doing, you're very far ahead of the curve. You know, so just keep doing what you're doing, man. You know, I'm proud of you, man. That's freaking awesome. And I can't wait to see you down there and we get to Mexico because it's going to be awesome. It's going to be a great time, man.
Looking forward to it.
Keep up the great work.
No. Yeah, with every little inch, you pop up more.
Oh, I'll get it. I know I will. There's not an option.
I love that. All right, thank you so much. That's an awesome last call, dude. If you're going to be pissed off, down 30 pounds in 40 days, cool.
Hey, Dallas, I hope that you continue your road tour because we're getting a lot of feedback from the chat room about those workshops. And Chad and Mikey D said they had an absolute blast in New York. They wanted me to tell you that.
Oh, that's awesome. Awesome.
And I think road tour begins in Atlanta. We have lots of people want to come here, so the road begins from home. On out, darling.
Well, I've just been waiting to get this place.
I've
been waiting to get this place, and now that we have it, it'll be no later than after the first of the year. But I'm going to be doing, I'm going to be doing workshops here at my place. It'll be, one deal for, for the workshop, like I normally do everywhere else. But then people who want to, go a step farther, then I'm going to do cooking things like right after. I'm going to do, but you see this place, it's a Shangri-La. It's very, very cool. It's going to be a lot of good times and a lot of really amazing stories are going to come out. So, like I said, I'll keep you guys posted on that. That is coming out. Don't forget to go to Averill's his Facebook site that he's got. What's it called?
Averill, it is. You know what? I don't even have it up anymore, but I just put in DDP Yoga and found it that way.
Okay. Either way, sure you go to StacyMorris.com and definitely subscribe to her blog because it's always awesome. You definitely want to read what she wrote about her dad. It was really cool. Choked me up reading, as a matter of fact. Don't forget about the retreat. It's in July. Don just gave us his own little promo, so did Mike. So you can see people really dig it. I promise you'll have an amazing time. And when we go there, we work out hard. We eat really amazing at 9 of the 5 five-star restaurants, I should say nine of five-star restaurants that are down there. Plus, we got Bill, who is amazing at Stacy's Guy. He comes on and he cooks us up some amazing stuff while he's teaching you how to do it. Angie, I'm sure, will be doing some baking thing that she has there. The retreat, we've already got 21 rooms sold. We'll only be 40 because I'm not taking over 60 people. So when we get there, you're cut off. I want to congratulate once again our Warriors of the Month, Molly Ward and Ninja. Great job, ladies. They are qualified with the one and only Slim, who will be up for Fall Warrior, or I should say Warrior of the Fall. We have 2 more spots. so. Keep working your ass off. I think, Donnie, I think you should definitely send us a report in, man. Put up for it. If you don't think you should, you know, maybe I'm not ready for it, you should do it anyway, just to get used to it. Because the fall person, Warrior of the Fall, will be coming to Casa DDP in Atlanta, full-paid trip. That's right. I put my money where my mouth is. My deepest sympathy going out to Sparky, and of course to you, Stacey. You know I love you. Your
Thank
dad,
you.
Obviously, a cool cat, and really appreciated what you wrote about him. So go check that out on StaceyMorris.com. Everyone else, thank you so much, Terry, for coming on here, and Rebecca, and Buck, and Don, and of course, the one and only Mikey Mullins. Don't forget, WW13's coming out of your wrestling
thing.
And you want to play and be DDP on the game. I would love to hear how you switched to a diamond cutter. Thanks, everybody, for coming on tonight. You've been wonderful. You've been marvelous, but see ya.
Checked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige.
Into the diamond cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.